We're back at the Radio Cafe. This is Zaylee Pollan sitting in for Mary Charlotte. Today I'm speaking with Sanjit Sethi, the Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. He's here to talk about SFAI's Design Workshop 2014.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, tell us about what this design workshop is.
Yeah, well, I'm relatively new to Santa Fe, and when I started in July, one of the things that I noticed was to what opportunities could we provide high school students explicitly that really deal with issues around creativity and addressing pressing social issues. And from that original framework came the Santa Fe Art Institute Design Workshop. The workshop runs 6 weeks, and it's specifically geared towards 9th, 10th, and 11th graders to teach them issues around critical thinking and community engagement, and at the same time, be able to provide them with an outlet to see how this creativity can be used to address specific direct social problems that they can see. So the students will partner through a gifted faculty member. We'll partner with a local organization that has a series of self-defined needs, and they'll try to address those needs or prototype what possible solutions could be for those needs.
So really about creative thinking. What kind of needs have come up? I mean, I know this is the first one, but obviously you've thought about different needs that young people can tackle.
Sure. You know, so it could be lack of comprehensive signage in a specific pueblo. It could be about addressing, trying to address issues around food deserts in the southwest part of the city, creating prototypes for different types of food stands. It can be a myriad of different things. And part of that's once we formulate the cohort, and then we'll go ahead and actually decide and finalize what exactly we're going to do.
And so how many kids are there? And I know that you have an application deadline coming up.
Right. Our application deadline is May 15th, and we're really excited about the interest that's been generated around this program. There's nothing like this in the state of New Mexico, so we're really excited to see this being successful and ideally start to model it for other communities around New Mexico that believe in issues around critical thinking and collaborative creative processes.
Now, I saw the trailer for the film, If You Build It, which seemed really great, but a lot of it seems to look at this issue that I think is a nationwide issue of kids not engaging in school, not being interested in what's being taught or how it's being taught. So talk to us about this new thinking model. How do we engage kids in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think this goes against probably the standardized testing model, and probably it's really the swing arm for something like that. It's really about what millennials are really expecting out of education, which is collaborative learning. It's haptic learning, learning with your hands. I remember when I went to school, I still took a shop class, and then soon after, I feel like there was the slow erosion of shop classes. And now I think most educators and most people that are involved with issues around childhood development realize that hands-on making process is as critical to critical thinking. It's as critical to a youth's development and their worldview as probably more so than standardized testing or test taking itself. So the idea here is to really think about how do you develop empathy within students, and how you don't see empathy as an ancillary value to excellence, but rather it's intrinsic to excellence. It's intrinsic to academic excellence and to professional success.
And critical thinking isn't a word that we use very much in the educational framework anymore, is it?
It's one we'd like to insert more, and I think the SFAI Design Workshop is able to do just that. It's really about project-based learning plus community engagement. We have a commitment we have a commitment from different architecture and design organizations to beyond the summer workshop, the six-week summer workshop, that the cohort of students could be supported by Saturday workshops of just kind of lectures and talks by other professionals in these fields so well after the workshop itself is over. So we really ideally want to see this as a model that doesn't, that just is accelerated during a six-week period of time during the summer, but then continues to build a relationship and build a cohort over time. And specifically, you know, those areas are so critical to address at the high school level, and specifically in the 9th, 10th, and 11th grades. We're really trying to go ahead and have students to say, go back to your classroom and find relevance through the tools that we're talking about, through developing empathy, through looking at collaborative learning.
And really being creative. I mean, so they'll be gathering here. This is a full-time program, basically 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's like a full-time summer camp for 6 weeks, right?
That's right. It's 4 days a week. We provide lunch. We also provide transportation. And so to whatever community partner site we're going to be working with. And we're really fortunate to have Joseph Kunkel, who's an Enterprise Rose Architectural Fellow, and who works with a great organization called the Sustainable Native Communities Collaborative, who's done incredible work with public housing in the San Domingo Pueblo, to be the lead faculty member.
Oh, that would be great. And is this the person who will be thinking of the quote-unquote problems or the...
Absolutely. In partnership with the organization that we finalize on. Exactly. They'll come up with kind of a problem set that's realistic. The idea here isn't to have students simply execute what someone needs. Hey, I need, you know, 12-foot by 16-foot signage, and it needs to be painted like this. But it's rather to go ahead and create the problems that students can really engage in, so they can go ahead and understand a little bit of fabrication skills, forming skills, but also how do you go ahead and start to ask the right questions within a community? How do you operate from a position of humility and empathy in order to go ahead and understand the kind of complexities? And oftentimes we think of high school students as not being able to handle complex social issues, and I disagree. I think they're incredibly capable of handling these issues. I think it's just about creating the right programming that allows that framework for them to explore these things on their own.
And they're probably also better at thinking outside of the box because they don't have as much kind of structure imposed on them yet.
Absolutely, and I think that's an incredibly valuable point, which is to say that we have as much to learn from high school students going through this process, more so, I think, than they have to learn from us. What we're trying to do is create a critical strategic framework for them to go ahead and explore their own creative practice, but to do so without some of the boundaries of this is social sciences, or this is psychology, or this is shop class, or this is an art class. So we're really looking for students that don't have an art background necessarily. It's great if they do, but that's not a qualifier for it. We're looking for students that are interested in seeing how creativity can change the world, and if they have a driving interest in seeing about how the world can be a different place. That's really the major qualifier. We're looking for dedicated, hardworking students to be part of what we think is going to be a really rich endeavor over the years.
And the problem set about signage versus dealing with a food corridor, I mean, these are two vastly different problems, and yet what you're saying is that the critical thinking that goes into it can be applied to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to apply to it in the sense that it's a pro forma kind of rubric that somehow kind of exists, but rather to say that if you put up a framework where you say that at certain stages you ask certain questions, at certain stages you ask students to do research, you ask them to go ahead and understand the difference between qualitative and quantitative research, you ask them to understand how it means to gather testimony and how testimony is valuable and it's different than history. Those are things that then can be applied to a variety of different situations. It's really providing students, high school students, with a toolbox.
And these are 9th, 10th, and 11th graders that you're looking for. This is the 6-week program. It runs from June 9th to July 17th. Where can people go to get some more information?
Just go to our website, sfai.org.
sfai.org. I'm speaking with Sanjit Sethi. He's the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and you are the new executive director here. So for people who are not familiar with you and your background, tell us a little bit about you and how you are bringing ASFI forward.
Yeah, sure. I came here from the San Francisco Bay Area, where I was a tenure-track faculty member at the California College of the Arts, as well as I was running a center out there called the Center for Art and Public Life, and specifically looking at critical community partnerships with NGOs, governmental organizations, K-12 institutions, other nonprofits, to specifically look at how creativity can be a driver for social change. And that's certainly something that I'm very keenly interested in doing here. So I've been out here since the middle of July, and it's been wonderful. It's such an incredible community. And my real desire here is to build on the work that's been done at SFAI already, and to really go ahead and see how SFAI can be seen as a hub, not just in the arts and cultural field, but just as a hub that promotes creativity as a tool for social change.
And can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that creativity has promoted social change?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a myriad of different ways that you see that occurring. There's a great example of a design project done by a design group called Life Straw, which is a bunch of designers that created a straw-based water filtration system in Africa. It was featured in a design for the 99%. It was a very famous exhibition some time ago. That's one example for me. Mel Chin, an artist that had done a project involving the revival fields, working with a scientist to evolve the study and to bring to more relevance study around hyperaccumulators, how certain plants can actually extract heavy metals from Superfund sites. Those are examples of where artists aren't, they're not solely going ahead and essentially providing the veneer for social change, but they're not, and I have nothing against murals, but they're not solely painting the mural about the subject itself, but rather what they're doing is they're actually getting involved from a significantly deeper level where they're looking at community-based transformation through focusing on one specific critical issue.
And is this the first time you've really brought in youth? Because it seems that arts in schools is becoming less popular, there's less opportunity, and kids are really losing that faculty.
Yeah, I think part of that is, I don't mean to be semantic, but part of that is reframing the dialogue around the fact that it's not just arts per se. I think that arts sometimes comes with a kind of bizarre kind of notion as to what arts is. I really focus on the terminology of creativity. I think creativity encompasses issues around design, it encompasses issues around craft and kind of craft-based processes. It includes traditional fine arts mediums, but it's really about creativity. It includes the performing arts, but it's to really look at the concept of creativity as a driver for youth development. I think that, you know, if you go ahead and say that what's critical to the development of what I think it's going to be one of the new drivers of economy. It's really the rise, and I'm stealing from Richard Florida from his book, The Rise of the Creative Class. And I think we have an obligation to our youth to go ahead and create innovative programs that really help frame together some of the other subjects that they're currently learning. And I think that's what we're trying to do with the SFAI Design Workshop.
Well, it sounds great, and also that so many of the structures aren't really working, so we need creative people to think of new ideas and new designs to move us forward, right?
Yeah, you know, we're hoping that this model will be successful, and we're hoping that other organizations will steal this model in the sense that we don't want to be the only people in town doing this. We want this to be successful, and we're happy to export what we've learned and what we shouldn't do and what we should do in the future.
So anybody interested can go to the Santa Fe Art Institute website. Again, this program will run from June 9th to July 17th. They are taking applications right now. Thank you so much, Sanjeet Sethi, for being with us today on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company.